It is 840 Galesburg's Morning News. 37th District State Senator Chuck Weaver joining us here this morning. Man, a lot of he's been active, that's for sure. A lot of bills and a lot of them signed this year that he was part of the legislation. We're going to talk about a lot of those here this morning. Senator, good morning. Thanks for coming in with us here today.
Good morning, Tom. Always great to be with you, and thanks. You run a great show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you taking the time with us. Boy, you have been busy. So just this year, 19 bills passed?
Is that 16 this year.
16 passed.
But 19 as a freshman.
Wow, that is pretty amazing, and especially in this day and age and the culture in Springfield and you being on the minority side of things, trying to get things, legislation passed. So obviously some of it there's been some bipartisanship.
You bet. So two things. One of them, I had somebody tell me a few years ago, don't think as a minority in the minority party, you're going to change huge bills. Now you can have an impact on them, but look for things that you can tweak that are getting in the way of citizens. And so a number of those bills are those types of things, and there's some things that are substantial there. But the thing I want to talk about, because I want people to understand this and take part in it, I've been doing something called citizen legislating, where I will have a person calls about something that's frustrating them, and I'll say, we've got a lot of stuff that comes at us. If you're willing to help me with this bill, I'm willing to run it. And so we had three, I think, really effective bills that came down to citizens stepping up, saying we've got to fix this problem. And people that are in different professions have so much more knowledge in their profession than I can ever have as a legislator. And they also run into it every day, so they're very passionate about it. That's been fun.
Well, and I guess looking at that name, citizen legislation, when the whole thing was formed, when our country was formed, that's kind of what it was all about. And in a lot of ways that's changed, but that's why it's great that's where you're kind of going, I guess, back to the grassroots of things.
You bet. So, if I can just tell you a couple of examples of that, one of them was a Molly Palmer here in Galesburg. And, there's a person, attorney, smart, been on school board, so she had a good background in education. And her children had been limited on how many dual credit hours they could get. And so we worked together and changed the law that basically a student is allowed to get as many dual credit hours as they want that are provided by the local junior college as long as it does not get in the way of their normal progression of the education they must get through the high school, which is just excellent. And I wouldn't mind coming back to that a little bit more on why dual credit is so important. Another one was dealing with the teacher shortage. And Jody Scott here in Galesburg was my citizen legislator on that. She's on my education advisory committee, and also a Dr. Crott from Peoria Public Schools. But we did a long list of 41 items to possibly help with the teacher shortage, narrow it down to three things that we thought were the didn't cost money but help get teachers in a classroom. And worked with Andy Menar. I ran that bill and then gave it to Andy to get it across the finish line as one of the leading Democrats. He was great to help me get that bill passed.
37th District State Senator Chuck Weaver joining us here this morning. The education side of thing, it's really near and dear to a lot of people around here. Is that one of those, I know you've heard from educators and administrators a lot over the last couple of years especially, but do you also hear from citizens a lot about the different issues with education and funding in particular?
Right. So I'm minority spokesperson for education, so the Senate Education K-12 Committee has a majority spokesperson, minority spokesperson, and I asked to serve on that just because I've always been passionate about education. So a lot of things come to us in that regard from citizens, and also, there's four different associations that represent the management side of education, like superintendents, principals, school boards, and also business officials of education. And then, of course, you have the union side as well. So those are all coming before that committee, and that's where we hear most of our things come from.
State Senator Chuck Weaver joining us this morning. So seven bills that were signed into law that you were the chief sponsor of. Mm-hmm. So, which again, being on the minority party, and mm-hmm. Even people telling you, well, it's going to be tough to be the chief sponsor, right. But yet you're able to get things accomplished.
There's 12 more that have passed both Senate and House, mm-hmm. and we believe the governor will sign all. There's one I have a challenge on, but the rest I think the governor's going to sign.
Let's go back a little bit on the education side and the dual credit thing you said you want to mention more. One of the great things, I know that Carl Sandburg College here, our local community college, has had a great relationship with all the local districts in their district. I don't know if it's the same way everywhere throughout the state, but it's been a great relationship. So that's a really nice thing that students are able to get.
You have a great junior college over here.
Yeah. Excellent. And I know Lori Sumberg, who was involved for years, just left recently, and I think things will continue. But yeah, the dual credit thing, that's been people have talked a lot about that one, and you know, I guess why not? If a student can handle the work, and why not get as much done as they can, as young as they can, to maybe one, save on the college expenses,
right?
And two, to get done maybe a little bit quicker than they might have.
Yeah, and they're also learning about what they enjoy.
Right.
But you know. Love Bernie Sanders, hate Bernie Sanders. I don't think we're going to get free college, right? And so how do we make it less expensive?
Yeah. Who's paying for the free college, by the way? Is that?
So you're saying it's not free?
Right. Well, but, you know.
But the reality is we can do a lot of things to help kids get further down the path so that their college experience is not as expensive as it might otherwise be.
So the dual credit, increase, the amount, and again, as long as the student can handle it, and I would say probably more often than not, the students that are doing it are students that can handle it.
Absolutely.
You don't have to worry about them.
Yeah, and you've got you have this full range of students in a classroom. How do you make sure you're engaging all of them, keeping all excited? And this is a way that some kids can be challenged to other things. You know, that we have a little bit more to do on dual credit. So if you think about how a high school student can get education beyond what's happening in the high school classroom, there's really three ways they can get this dual credit. One of them is a class that's actually taught by high school teachers. Another is a class that's actually on a college campus taught by junior college teachers. And then the third is online. Now, we had some pushback on the online part of our bill, so we pulled that out. But we're going to work on that this summer. This is funny. You know, it's called distance learning, where you're sitting in one place, learning from somewhere else. Do you remember the first time you heard that term distance learning, or that you actually were involved with that opportunity? Remember?
I never had that opportunity.
Yeah.
I wish I would have, because it would have been, although for me personally, it probably wouldn't have done any good, because like, oh, I already don't pay that much attention, and now I'm not even in the classroom and they can't see me. Yeah, probably wouldn't have been good for me.
Well, I say it, because when I say this, there's a lot of people that are listening that are going to get it. 1968, sitting in Wilder Waite Grade School, they rolled a TV in on, you're shaking your head.
Oh, yes. Yep.
That was the first distance learning, and they were going to connect us to this system where we could learn from other places. Well, they never turned the TV on because the technology was terrible. Well, today, our technology is fantastic, and it's time that we really start figuring out how we can educate kids sitting in a seat here where they're learning from people elsewhere.
Yeah, you're connected around the world. But, yeah, now that you mentioned that, I guess I didn't consider that distance
learning. I knew you
would. But I'm thinking, number one, Leroy, Illinois, Leroy Grade School, and watching I guess when they took off to land on the moon.
Okay, sure.
Then I remember, gosh, I'm trying to think of one other thing, but they actually did turn the TV on, and I think it might have even been 1968 now that you mention it, when Nixon was elected. I remember that, and I'm, second grade, first or second grade, and they have the TV on for those kind of things. So.
Well, today it's just, in fact, my daughter, I was talking to her yesterday, she's a teacher, and there's something called Teachers Paying Teachers, where online a teacher can go in and get their daily plan from another teacher paying $3 or whatever for it.
Wow.
But there's so much, and that's more about teachers as opposed to a child learning directly from something online. But there's a lot we can do. And you know what? We need to get better at using technology because the state is so strapped for money. We've got to figure out how to be as wise as we can.
State Senator Chuck Weaver joining us, 37th District here in the state of Illinois. A lot of bills that have gone to the governor's desk. They've been signed, and a lot of them, as I said, went through the Senate and the House here. Let's talk about some of the others that you're kind of proud of that you're glad you were able to get put through.
So I talked about this citizen legislating. I got a call over in Peoria from some gentlemen that were having a hard time getting their tax credits handled with regard to historic tax buildings. So, in fact, Diane sent me with me today here, and she does my constituent work, and she helped me with that. But at the same time, I was talking to these guys about whether or not the process for Illinois, the bureaucracy of how things were handled there with people trying to get historic buildings done, was just a wreck. And so Mike stepped up, Mike Freilinger from Downtown Development Corporation, Peoria. I said, Mike, if you'll put the information together, I'll get you into the right rooms. And we were able to change how that law works. And I think we'll, as a result, we'll be able to save a lot more historic buildings in our state.
Good, good. So there's one on the citizen legislation side. What else do we have on that part of it?
I guess the last thing then was just with the teacher shortage. And
okay.
The three main things we got done there through Jody's help and Dr. Kratz's help. One of those is you can now, with it's called reciprocity, where an out-of-state teacher living in Illinois can use their out-of-state license. And I heard horror story after horror. I had one lady say, my husband's sitting at home right now watching kids. He has been teaching for 17 years in Nebraska, and it would take him a three-year education to be able to get into a classroom in Illinois. Well, with a teacher shortage, everybody says, now you got to remember, some of these things people would say, well, wait a minute, you know, are their standards different in Nebraska than ours? Well, in some cases they are. And frankly, I want to go back and do some cleanup to make sure the testing in the other states we're only taking from schools that have similar programs. But in the end, it's still the school district makes the decision to hire that person. And if they're short, we need to give them some flexibility to try to hire the best people they can find.
Absolutely. And I know one of the complaints also on the teacher side is that I don't know the rules in Nebraska in particular, but you figure if they're educated enough that they are going to let them teach, they're probably educated enough. And obviously we want our teachers to be well educated.
Absolutely.
And to be capable of doing it. But I can't imagine that there is a state where you don't have enough education that you can, but it just seems like our standards here in the state of Illinois are so tough, and that's part of the reason I think we have the shortage, because we're losing kids going into education because it's so tough to even go through sometimes and at their own cost on some of the testing and those type of things.
So another bill that just jogged my memory on deals with how the basic skills test is handled for teachers while they're in college learning. And the standard of that test was changed, and I think it was 2009 time frame. Don't quote me on that part, but it used to be that about 95% of teachers would pass the basic skills test when they're in college. Last year, 21% passed that. So you talk about a pipeline that really has a bottleneck in it. So we're changing the timing on when that test is taken. So a teacher has more, person who's learning to be a teacher has more years to be able to take that test so they can be studying the test better. Can also, the university can be doing some things to help them prepare.
37th District State Senator Chuck Weaver joining us here this morning. A lot of legislation he's worked on and gotten passed. When does the next session start?
So we have veto session in November for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And, Speaker Madigan set that up for after, the election. I think, there's a lot of stuff out there right now that I think every party has plenty to run on or to be challenged on. And so that's when we're back down there. But the main thing I just want to leave people with is they've got ideas on things that are where government's getting in their way. We can sure help them make some changes.
Yeah, what I mean, going into session, I mean, is there any issue in particular? I know that what you just mentioned is one. Anything else in particular that you really are going to be working on really hard?
Or? The thing that I'm asking my citizens about the most is a capital bill. And that will be the next biggest issue we're going to have before us. Now, a capital bill, what that means is dollars that may come from a new funding source, okay, motor fuel tax, one that's talked about. And those dollars will go directly to IDOT strictly for road purposes. And I'm up in the air on this one. I've always been a low-tax guy. We also have infrastructure problems, and so I'm asking people in my district, where do you want me to go on this thing? And I'm pushing back pretty hard that I'm not going to support a tax unless there's great things for my district, but also it's clear that the dollars aren't going to be wasted, which is a problem in Illinois.
Well, I say, and that's the history that, all this new money, let's start new programs. No, how about we pay the bills we owe and we
exactly
do what we said we were going to do with the money. Yeah, it's a tough situation. I think that's part of the issue. I know we all feel we're taxed to death here.
And you are.
But how are we going to get out of the problem we're in without? Where's the new income going to come from?
This is something that doesn't go directly to that. But, I mean, our issue in Illinois is pensions. And, you know, there's been a problem where here in Galesburg, your sales tax dollars have been eroded because of Internet sales. You know, they passed a bill, and I think I was the only person that spoke on the floor against it, that the new interstate internet taxes that come in for sales is going to the state and not to the local community. Almost all of it's going to the state, and it's going to be wasted there. Okay. And I said two things on the, I said one thing on the floor, and that was I can only support this if all that money's going to IDOT, right? Department of Transportation, so it's going to the right place because we're going to have a capital bill. The other thing is that dollars should have gone directly to pension issues if we're going to use it at the state level. Instead, it'll get wasted.
Yeah, absolutely. That seems to be the MO, I guess. With the,
well, we're going to keep fighting, and I appreciate you letting me share with people what's going on, and we need people to. The other day, somebody says, "What's wrong with Illinois?" And I was in a group of about 12 people, and I said, "You guys are what's wrong with Illinois." And they looked at me like, "Wait a minute, you're like." I said, "You, everyone in this room, including me, I throw myself in the pot there. Then we all allowed this to happen in Springfield." Right. And if people aren't stepping up and getting angry, it will continue. And so I'm just challenging people. We all got to take a little blame on where we are.
We all have a voice. We all get to vote.
Got to vote.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Senator Chuck Weaver, 37th District, thank you for what you're doing for our
awesome,
district
Tom.
And the state. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate you letting me talk about it.